This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Friday it withstood a wave of Russian missiles, including a hypersonic missile, which were downed over the Kyiv region, where African leaders were due to hold talks as part of a peace mission. The Ukrainian Air Force said it destroyed 6 of the hypersonics, also 6 cruise missiles and 2 reconnaissance drones. All were intercepted over the Kyiv region, according to the chief of the Kyiv military administration. Defense leaders from about 50 nations held another meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group on Thursday at NATO headquarters to discuss Kyiv's current needs following the start of its latest counteroffensive. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Brussels.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin calling Ukraine's fight a marathon that will require long-term support rather than a sprint to the finish. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg praised Ukrainians for their bravery this week in liberating several small areas of occupied land.
The support NATO allies have been giving to Ukraine now for many, many months actually makes a difference on the battlefield as we speak.
Several members of the Ukrainian Defense Contact Group pledged new munitions for Ukraine's air defenses to help shield civilians from Russian missile attacks. Carla Babb, VOA News, NATO.
Pope Francis was discharged from the hospital on Friday morning, 9 days after he underwent surgery to repair an abdominal hernia. The 86-year-old left a Rome hospital in a wheelchair, waving to reporters and well-wishers at the main entrance as he was taken to a waiting car. This is VOA News. Greece's Coast Guard has launched its final day of searching an area of the Mediterranean Sea where a large fishing boat packed with migrants sank. Hundreds of passengers were missing and feared dead on Friday. The round-the-clock search and rescue operation off the coast of southern Greece entered its third day with little hope of finding survivors or bodies. None have been located since Wednesday, when 78 bodies were recovered and 104 people were rescued. Russia has accused Australia of Russophobic hysteria for canceling the lease on the land where Moscow wanted to build its new embassy. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The Australian government judged the plan to be a security risk because it was too close to Parliament House. Parliament passing emergency legislation blocking the lease on Thursday after Russia had won a federal court appeal last month against local Canberra authorities' decision to do the same. The Russian embassies responded by posting on social media a condemnation of Australia's actions. Australia's Prime Minister has explained the urgency as a need to prevent the site becoming a formal diplomatic presence. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Authorities say a large mass of rock slid down a mountainside above a Swiss village that was evacuated last month, stopping just short of the settlement. It was evacuated on May 12th after geology experts warned that alpine rock looming over the village could break loose. In recent days, local officials had warned that rock movements on the slope were accelerating. The local council said much of the rock mass tumbled toward the town on Thursday night. It added there was no evidence of damage to the village, but the rock slide had left a meters-high deposit in front of a school building. 3 people have been confirmed dead after a tornado ripped through the Texas town of Perryton. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The cleanup has begun in the Texas town of 8,000, located just south of the Oklahoma line. Video from TV station KVII showed flattened structures, destroyed vehicles, and debris scattered everywhere. And Perryton residents are still trying to process the widespread destruction. First responders from surrounding areas and from Oklahoma descended on the town and started rescuing people from the rubble. I'm Donna Warder.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.